We're going to be talking about Style 50. Style 50 is the tool that CS50 uses, that CS50 has created, both for teachers and students, that checks code for its adherence to the CS50 style guide. So first of all, what is style? Well, other than, you know, all this, style is, it's from CS50's perspective, it's all the things that don't actually impact what your code does, but rather impact how it looks, right? So these are white. This is white space, indentation, things like that. Now, you might wonder, okay, if it doesn't, I just said that it doesn't impact the how the code actually runs, so why do we care? Well, there's sort of three main reasons for that. The first is that businesses do this. So if a student continues in studying computer science, any big company that you go and work for that produces code will have some sort of style guide that you're asked to follow. How you format your braces, how you do indentation, those sorts of things. And this allows employees of that company to more easily interact with each other digitally. Additionally, code is, not only is it a form of communication with the computer, it's also a form of communication with other developers. So good code is essentially useless if no one else can read it. When you start a project, it needs to be in such a state that if someone else can come and start looking at your code and pick it up from where you left off. So other people should be able to read your code, and one way to do that is to be consistent with how you actually format it. Finally, certainly from the teacher perspective, grading well-styled code is much easier. I'm sure if you have taught computer science before, you've gotten some sort of submission where there's 12 nested if conditionals, and they're all completely left aligned, except for inexplicably one of them, which is 20 spaces off to the right. Grading code like that is very difficult. So what Style 50 does is it allows students to check and make sure their code is well styled, but it also allows style to be graded automatically. So such an example of a poorly styled program you can see above you. Now, while sure, for the four lines that are here, we can make out what this does. But you can imagine, in a much longer program, how this might start to get difficult. So after the student has hopefully run Style 50 and fixed the style of their code, it may look a little bit more like this. We notice that the braces are on their own line, away from anything else. And then the functions are indented, and each on their own line. Additionally, there's a comment sitting up here. So Style 50 checks students' code for its adherence to our style guide. While we are currently considering options to allow our style guide to be more flexible, the purpose of Style 50 is to check against our style guide. It also attempts to display the what the student needs to do in order to make their code well styled. So it doesn't just print out a list of obscure kind of errors like brace on line two, expected a new line after it or something more along the lines of check 50. Instead, it tries to be a more visual guide, since style is essentially fundamentally a visual thing. If you're curious about what exactly our style guide is, you can find it in the CS50 manual. Right here, we can see that how we name our variables and those sorts of things. Style 50 doesn't check for variable names. That's a little bit outside of its wheelhouse, but certainly the formatting of this for loop, whether there are spaces around the equal sign, whether the indentation is with four spaces, those sorts of things that are in our style guide, Style 50 can absolutely check. From the student perspective, Style 50 is run just like this, Style 50 foo.c. Even with no arguments, Style 50 will just run on every file that it finds in the directory. And when it is run, not sure, there we go. So when Style 50 is run, the student would see some output like this. So the way to sort of interpret this is that anything that's in red is something the student should delete. So we can see here there's a space on the end of the line. Style 50 is saying that the student should delete that space. It's saying instead it should insert this new line character right here. And even for those less comfy students for whom the backslash n might be a bit more of an esoteric way to phrase that, it includes a key down here that says that backslash n means that you should insert a new line. And additionally here we see that they should delete a space here and add indentation, and additionally add spaces around the plus, around the operator there. However, just like there are all kinds of students, Style 50 caters to them by allowing you to customize the output if there's a particular format that's more intuitive to you. So for example, Style50 can now put a side-by-side where the student's original code is over here on the left. And on the right is the correctly styled code with the appropriately colored characters to show what changes they still need to make.
It does do this or it does not?
It does. So this is an option. If run with this dash O split flag, it just changes the output. It formats the code in this way. Additionally, so if you're used to GitHub or used to the diff utility on most Unix-based operating systems, you're used to seeing maybe more difficult to parse way of formatting a difference. But this is called a unified diff. We can see here that instead of showing like within each line what changes need to be made, it says literally delete this whole line, insert this correctly formatted line. So this mode, while it's maybe not as visually appealing, one of the primary benefits of it is that it is useful for colorblind students. So while the other two tools relied on essentially being able to distinguish red and green, which is something some students struggle with, this mode puts minuses and pluses out on the on the left-hand side, so that even those who have trouble distinguishing color can still use our tool. Finally, once the student has fixed all of the style errors, Style50 will just say, looks good. Additionally, you'll notice that there's a comment over here. One aspect of Style50's output I didn't point out before was that Style50 will check how many comments are in the code. And it will output a warning and basically say, you know, if you don't have enough comments, you may want to add some more. That, again, is important for going back to the idea that good code is useless if no one else can read it. Comments are a great way to facilitate other people being able to read your code. Style50 can also provide some sort of a quantitative measurement of how good, how well styled the code is. It does this underneath the hood by taking a raw percentage of the number of unchanged lines. For you guys, though, that doesn't really matter. Essentially, this score is sent to CSV.me or the equivalent, some equivalent, and instead, that number, this 0.4166 repeated number, is converted into a number between 0 and 5. It's not exactly a like straight scale, like between 0 and 20% gets a 1 and so on. It's essentially like a bell-like curve where the majority of scores get you into the sort of 3 area, whereas 5 is something that's reserved for, you know, truly exceptional perfect style. Style50 is documented on the CS50 manual. You can see it right here. There is one slight inaccuracy. It says that Style50 it checks your code for consistency with CS50 style guide for C. It actually does more than C. So Style50 supports C, it supports Python, it supports Java, it supports C++, and it supports, well, the code is there for it to support JavaScript. We have not come up with a JavaScript style guide yet, so it has really nothing to check against, but it does and will support JavaScript in the future. This was Style50. One more thing to say about Style50 is that it is also open source, available at github.com/cs50/style50, and it can it is extensible. There's a focus, just like there was with Check50, on the extensibility of Style50. And so, if you're real comfortable with Python code and there's some language that you want Style50 to support, the API for doing that is documented in Style50. Any questions? Yep.
More of a statement. Your style guide was. Style50 was telling them they had to add more comment lines, so they were adding like song lyrics to their code. So that's where I would hit them in the middle column, because Check50 gave them a grade, Style50 gave them the grade, and then I would see the song lyrics and I would hit them in the middle. You know, yes, you need to add more comments, but they need to be meaningful comments.
Sure. Style50 does not actually take the comments into account. That's essentially just a warning. It doesn't affect the score at all. So there will always be a human component when looking at code. We're not trying to totally replace the human. In fact, we would say that the human is an integral part of the grading process. So we're trying to take, you know, the annoying low-level stuff like counting spaces. We're trying to abstract that away from teachers, but certainly not looking at the code at all.
Yes. In that case, you would actually be able to override the automated Style50 score on CS50.me, which is the next presentation.
Yep. Is there a style guide for Python? Okay, so the question was, is there a style guide for Python? Yes, so CS50 defers to Python. The Python organization actually has a published style guide. It's called PEP 8, P-E-P space 8. And I believe that is linked to in our manuals. So there is a style guide for Python. We defer to the standard one. Other questions?
I don't know if this is the right time for it, but one of the things I would really love to see is the CS50.me has when Check50's output is sort of available to or linked to, so you can see what a student's Check50 looks like. Style50's is not. And it would be great to be able to see sort of why they lost points according to Style50 instead of just seeing that they lost points and then having to go hunt for that myself.
That's a really great suggestion. That we are looking at more integrations with like the Style50 that is installed locally and adding some sort of remote integrations to Style50. We don't want to make it totally remote like Check50, obviously. But yes, so that is something that we will certainly take under advisement. That's a very good idea. Other questions? Okay, thank you very much.